Troy and Terror Watch. Yeah. What a name that we're doing right now.
Troy and Terror
it's
Watch.
A Nightside production. Welcome to the Nightside.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. So yeah, it's me, Troy. Here's Tara.
It's me. I'm Tara.
That's Tara. And we're going to go ahead and be talking about the one thing that's new and out today that's done by one of our favorite people, Taika Waititi, is Thor Love and Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
So, we'll eventually go into spoiler territory and talk about that, and I'll give a fair warning on that one. But I think we want to just kind of first start out with our initial impressions and what we thought and stuff like that. I think we can kind of handle it down to that and then shortly after that go into that. So I think we'll go ahead and start with hey, how did you feel about the movie? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I liked it.
Would you see it again?
Yeah, I would definitely see it again, specifically for like scenes where I want to look at background stuff.
Yeah, this was a visually rich movie,
very 80s. They're just like movies and television is trying to grab the 80s and just yank it into the present time, which I feel very medium about, but some 80s songs are good, so it wasn't too terrible. The first scene of this movie was just the most 80s thing I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's fine. I liked it a lot. I liked Jane Foster. I liked,
sorry for the noise.
Yeah, the Valkyrie. Hmm. Who I don't think her character has a name other than Valkyrie / Val. Like,
yeah. That's fine.
I mean, I guess since she's the last Valkyrie, which is established in previous Thors, yeah. It's fine. But, like, do the individual Valkyries not have names? Like, that's like, hello, yes, my name is Soldier. I'm a soldier. You can call me Soul. Like, that's not a name, it's a title. But
wow. That's that came out of nowhere. So aggressive. Geez.
I don't know. But anyway, I loved her character. Nice. I loved
I think that if you already liked Thor Ragnarok, this is definitely a movie that will be right up there. But I would definitely watch it again. I did enjoy it. From what I heard, a lot more mixed reviews than anything else. People not quite sure how they should feel about it, like, this wasn't a fresh Taika Waititi type of take. It's something that he's already done and kind of continuing onward. So, I guess a lot of people were maybe just setting expectations into a certain way. So, when I went into it, I didn't want to keep it in like this is going to be the best movie ever type of regard, but I wanted to go into it just like hoping that I get a few good laughs out of this and that it's entertaining and at least that it's, you know, making sense for the most part. And yeah. it hit all
the
of
plot,
those marks.
Yeah, the
for
plot
me.
Tracked. It was very funny.
Yeah,
I thought it was hilarious.
I think I was laughing pretty much all throughout that movie as well too. Very and that's funny. Probably due to me not watching trailers.
Yes, I don't watch the trailers. Well. Don't watch the trailers. Just don't watch them. There were heartfelt moments, but I didn't cry over heartfelt moments.
Yeah, this was like one of the MCU movies that you didn't feel as like, oh, this is so sad. Even though there was a lot
it was
of sad,
a sad
things.
There were sad moments like that, and they had a sad moment. But I was just like, this is, like, it's like, good, but I don't feel, like, destroyed emotionally, which, like, when Tony Stark dies, you are destroyed emotionally. Yeah. Like, it was less that.
Well, I think, there's, in this movie specifically, it is trying to balance a lot of things and themes as well too, which can kind of trail off when you're trying to deal with these types of things and you're, you know, in more of a fantastical type of setting. It's a little bit harder, but anyways, that's besides the point. That's what I wanted to focus on first off was the fact of, like, you know, how did this compare maybe to the previous Thor movie, the Ragnarok? Do you think it was better than the previous one, or was this one kind of on par, maybe just a little bit below? How would you feel?
I'd have to think about Ragnarok, which I haven't thought about in a long time. But, like, in, like, the Ragnarok was great, but So was, like, the comedy was the same. There was more Taika Waititi in this, more of, what was it, Krog? What is that? What is
Korg.
This? Korg. More Korg. He was barely any in Ragnarok, yeah. And there was, he was there the whole movie in this movie, which was probably intentional because everyone loved Korg. I am everyone. So, like, I'm
old
there.
Claim on
well,
this
I'm just like, I'm
podcast,
in there.
Geez.
I'm in there.
I am everyone.
I'm everyone. I'm in there with everyone with the loving of Korg. Yeah. I loved all the characters. I liked the accents. I like the children were adorable. Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting fact, a lot of those kids were kids of family members in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into too many spoilers until after that, and I'll get a little bit more into detail, but needless to say, yeah, there's a lot of kid actors. A lot of them did a great job as well too, which you know, I'm very happy that at least kids are getting more of a spotlight in these types of movies, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the setup for the bad guy, Christian Bale's Gore, the God Butcher, was really good. You understand his motivations, why he was upset,
very clear.
Why he was doing the things he was doing, even though it was wrong.
Well, clear and, like, reasonable, like, or justifiable. Like, oh,
I
understand what you're doing, why you're doing this.
This, in this particular one, Christian Bale felt like he probably tapped more into that whole Joker and Heath Ledger's type of mentality when he was playing this character of just like...
I didn't get that at all.
No?
No.
I kind of did, where he's just like,
Joker just wants to sow chaos. This bitch just wants to sow chaos. He has a very specific goal,
But I mean, just like the kind of like mannerisms and being very playful, but also being very evil at the same time, and that's kind of the vibe that you got, where it's just like this guy is very clearly unhinged in a very particular way, and granted, there's reasons for that, but yeah, they I think did a really great job with that character. I think probably the only character that maybe didn't get as much of a I don't know, like Natalie Portman's Mighty Thor.
Time. She was there the whole time.
Not so much screen time, but just like it was kind of like the worthiness to hold Mjolnir. I don't know, like maybe I'm just thinking a little bit into it. I think
we can get into that in the spoilers because you don't want to talk about it here.
I get that. So initial hot takes is that we did like it. We thought it was very funny. We would definitely see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Backgrounds for a lot of these were very interesting, where we do want to go back and kind of like spot all the little things, which I know that there's definitely going to be videos that do that for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
When eventually it comes out and pointing at all the little things.
Mm-hmm.
But that was great. I liked Zeus, Russell Crowe.
I thought Zeus was really good.
Yeah.
And that's
he
in the trailer,
did a
so not
very
necessarily a
Greek,
spoiler.
Like, it's
oh,
okay.
Yeah, he fully.
Shut up.
Yeah, he had a full, like, Greek accent, which I enjoyed. I love an accent. And I love that it was. Because normally when you see Zeus, he's got an English accent. Zeus is Greek! Yeah.
That whole scene though was great. I really loved watching that, because that was just like, I want to look at all the things and not miss a single thing of what is going on here. This is great acting and like the dialogue that's happening and stuff. But I think the highlight for that movie is the goats.
The goats are my favorite.
The goats. If you don't like screaming, this is probably going to be why maybe a few people are like, okay, cool.
Maybe.
Can you just like stop with this one joke that
and
like
I will
is
not.
Just.
I never
throughout
will.
The whole movie.
Oh yeah, the second the goats appear, periodically you just hear a screaming of goat. It's not like as intense as the beginning where you hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Like when they first appear, it's like a lot. It's like one scream when like they hit a planet, they scream.
Yeah.
And it's quieter. It's like it gets quieter.
It gets quieter.
But it's always there.
Yeah, I think by the last time that they're doing it, I don't think anyone was laughing anymore.
I laughed.
I think by the very last one, I was like, okay, cool. They're gonna scream. I got it.
I love the screaming goats.
But yeah, no. It added that level of very funniness.
It's just like a callback that keeps coming back, but like lightly. It's just like, remember, these are still here. Don't forget. These are going to come back.
It is very funny because they are based on...
Yeah, if like you know anything about... I don't know how much people know about Thor mythology. I know a lot about a lot of mythology. Not all of it, although I was really excited for like a... I don't see how spoiler we're getting. Anyway, mythology.
I think we can start getting into like the okay. Yeah. We gave our opinions about it.
Okay,
We've talked about people who are in it and all that okay. jazz. So I think now that we're 10 minutes into this, we can officially say spoilers.
We're gonna spoiler it. Although I'm gonna finish the not super spoiler thought, which was like, if you don't know anything about like
Norse mythology,
like Thor has two goats whose names I will never remember because I'm bad at names.
Tooth gnasher and
yeah, they're mouth tooth gnar. Tooth gnar. Yeah, they're like, but they're that's obviously just like a translation. They have yeah. a name like Mjolnir is a name and it is yeah. a meaning, but people don't call it whatever the English they call it Mjolnir. The goats yeah. also have names that I do not know, and same with
we the just watched the thing that said their names.
Yeah, but it's the English version of their name. Not okay. the Norse version is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Anyways,
So, but those goats, like, he can kill them and eat them as long as their bones are still intact. They come back to life. Mm-hmm. One of the Norse stories.
I wish that would be
Yeah, it would shown, be a thing, but... yeah. And what, will he, like, rides them? Like, or he has well, a chariot, like they pull his them, chariot.
But, and they... then suddenly they, like, grow back and they're like, damn it.
Yeah, that would have been
That would have been a
That
great
might
thing
be
too.
A future joke.
Yeah, like, that might thing. Be a deleted scene.
Yeah, in the next movie, because Thor mm-hmm. will return.
Yeah. Spoiler.
But in a Norse mythology, in one of the things, yeah. someone does suck the mirror out of the bones, and it's like a whole thing, and Thor's not happy, and then it has a limp the rest of his life. Of the cool. goat. I know too much about mythology.
Clearly. So, we're focusing on the move.
I know. So. But I got really excited. Like, all the... When Thor starts... When we're talking about... Into the spoilers now, when they go to the god safe area, mm-hmm. He starts listing gods. I was like, I knew mm-hmm. all of them, and I was pretty stoked about Quetzalcoatl, because that's one that no one ever talks about, but it's like a Mesoamerican Aztec god, the, like, serpent god. It was very cool. I was like, ah, Quetzalcoatl, yes, good.
Well, I do definitely think that they had some pretty good surprises. I heard one person was supposed to show up, but never did, so I don't know about that. It was supposed to be... the Marvel character was Adam Warlock, but is played by Will Poitier, who you'll definitely recognize if you ever see him again. He's been in a lot of things. He was in Maze Runner. He was the bad guy.
Didn't he play like Joker? No, that's a different person.
I'm look but
what was the name?
I think the Will Poitier. But I think the one major thing about this, or at least the, I guess, mid-credit scene is really important, because we both got very excited. This is the huge spoiler of it all. So yeah. Skip ahead, I guess, a little bit if you don't want to hear it. But the mid-credits in one of the scenes, Zeus is killed to get... by his lightning bolts, and in the post credit,
again, hard to he's kill not God. Killed. It should have been obvious that like only this God Slayer guy can kill gods with the sword, and that like you can't really kill Zeus. That's why he's still fucking around, even though people have tried to murder him forever, because he sucks.
So, what we would have is kind of that last scene where
he's back.
Yeah.
Not dead.
And it was mentioned earlier, but he is alive, and obviously, like, you know, no one respects gods. They just respect superheroes now, and, you know, that's who gets the tribute and stuff like that. So he's like, I need you to go and take care of them anymore. And it is revealed that you see Hercules, played by Brett Goldman.
Roy Kent!
So that is definitely something we're very excited about. If you've never seen Ted Lasso,
We had to do an episode. We have done an episode.
Very sure we have.
We have to, because it's my absolute favorite show. Ted Lasso forever.
But it is definitely one of the cool reveals, and hopefully the pretty potential stoked. For that character will blossom up to
very
more.
Cool.
It would be really interesting to see how that plays out. But I think going back to the actual movie, a lot of cool things happen. I loved how they did do with Dr. Jane Foster, aka Mighty Thor, the abilities of that hammer, and I think it was just, I think maybe undercut of why she was quote unquote worthy to wield Mjolnir, but I think the only explanation is that it was Thor that said he needed to protect her.
I think so.
And that's the reason why it's working for her.
Yeah. The whole Thor, the whole hammer, like, weakening her so she is actually
not getting healed.
And, like, not being...
Actually,
like,
it's getting killed.
Yeah. Like, it's making it worse.
Yeah.
Was kind of odd, I found.
Yeah.
Like, why would that not...
This is supposed to help heal me.
What it does is just, like,
keep me alive.
Putting it on pause, but, like, also weakening her at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, while you're holding me, you're not dying of cancer. But, like, seemingly even while you're holding me, your human body is still dying faster? Which doesn't make any sense. It was very confusing. That was very confusing.
Well, I mean, it was aggressive cancer, too, so it was in the last stages. But, there was, you know, kind of like, okay, I guess it was more of a shock that it's not going to be a continued presence in the MCU, that it was that and then done. And
one and done.
And, yeah, Thor is still... the work. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no still changing.
Oh,
that
they were, yeah, they weren't like people, they like weren't, just they thought they did think this was a Thor's dying, she's gonna be Thor forever now. Mm-hmm.
Or pivot to
they're both around, but yeah, no, they did not do that. They just killed off Jane Foster.
Yeah, and you know, that still had a good ending too. Again, post credits kind of give you an idea of what happened to her after that, and you know, kind of the big reveal there. But I think it was a movie that was trying to still fit in a lot of things in, and some of them work. I still think some of them maybe could have worked out a little bit better, but the comedy throughout it was really good, and I think the little lines that they have in there, all were very, you know, funny and well thought out. I think one of my favorite was when Thor went and found his friend Fee, and she had her arm cut off.
Sif, excuse me.
And it's like, hey, just kill me now, I'll just be
so I can go to Valhalla.
But you can't. You have to die in battle.
And the battle's over.
You
survived.
Your arm is in Valhalla.
Your arm might be in Valhalla.
So that was a great little line there.
I think my favorite comedy bits were the axe. Every time he was looking at Mjolnir, the axe would just like slide into view. Like, hello.
The sentient weapons.
Yeah, all the sentient weapons are very funny.
Yeah, that all had a very good ending. And honestly, like, especially with this ending, I think I was excited about a little bit more of a premise because of what they set up. So, again, big spoiler here is that Gore, instead of using his wish at the end of the movie to destroy the gods, he decides to bring his... daughter back to life. Which, granted, like, I was trying to figure out what it was he was going to do, and I knew it was going to involve his daughter, if it was like, you know, seeing her one last time, and I didn't know it was going to be like bringing her back and then trusting Thor to like just raise her. And it's that seemed like a weird choice. Yeah, a huge leap to just be like, okay, well, I brought my daughter back, but can you know, take care of her, because I think you're gonna be a good guy. And
I mean, Thor is a good guy.
He is a good guy, but it's also kind of like, you were just wanting to kill this guy, like, no more than a few minutes ago, and now you're like, here, take my daughter, and do right by her, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where it threw me off a little bit, but in that kind of final scene where they're going into battle together. I thought that was really cute, and, yeah. and she has a very adorable accent, and the fun little side bit is that that is Chris Hemsworth's daughter.
I know, which is super cute. That makes it really cute at the end, especially when she calls him a demon.
Yeah.
This is very funny. It was it's really cute that's Chris Hemsworth's child. Very cute. Also, Taika Waititi's kid is in... is in the group of kids that gets kidnapped, and then Chris Hemsworth's other kid is like young him.
Yeah.
So it's just very cute. I love that. This is a very like family movie.
Yeah.
Like
all
the crew's kids were in this movie, which is very cute.
It was. It was very, like I said, very enjoyable to see a lot of kid actors there, and even though they were like they were the peril, you know, and all that stuff, but like the ending scene with all of them fighting.
Yeah,
and
I thought
stuff
that
like
was
that.
Really.
I thought that was like really cool and kind of choked up a little bit, like
oh, so cute. The kids are fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting. They're holding their little stuffed rabbits. And killing monsters and stuff like that. It's just adorable.
Cute.
Yeah, so there's that, and so I was very happy because it was a very much a Taika Waititi movie. Mm. Now, whether or not they bring him back for another one, I feel like that they're gonna probably stop with that, and they're gonna be okay with in the two movies that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Like I think that he's made his mark, just like other directors have made their marks. Mm-hmm.
I
feel like maybe he had to fit into a certain kind of like storyline.
It still has to be a
Marvel
movie. Like you can make it fun and your own and unique, but it still has to be a just like Sam Raimi doing
The multiverse.
Like, it's a Sam Raimi movie, and it's clear, but it's still a Marvel movie.
Well, I guess what, like, everyone's... Like, main issue is, like, what are we building to? Because it still seems, as it is, pretty all over the place, fractured and stuff like that, and the only, bad guy that seems to be present right now is the, King the Conqueror from Loki series.
Yeah.
Which I loved that actor and I would love to see more of him in this series too. So you know, that is hopefully what they'll be building to, but it is definitely kind of a weird, like we're all over the place.
Well, they're gonna establish all the things to get it to come together. Who's current, who's still left, what's their story?
Yeah.
So we got the Lokis, or just one left?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a interesting theory that we heard about is that, as it's referred to as Loki Prime, being killed by Thanos, but in a battle-type way where he was trying to do that.
Yeah.
And if that Loki died, well, then wouldn't
he
they go to Asgard?
Yeah. No Valhalla.
And so...
And the answer is yes.
The answer is, technically that would be the case.
He'd be in Valhalla. I also would like to make a note that Jane Foster is going to hate Valhalla.
Yeah.
Valhalla is just a place where you sit in, like, a mead hall and drink all the time until you go into battle again!
Yeah.
And that's all Valhalla is. Yeah. She's not gonna like that! That's not fun for her. That's not what she does. Also, there's, like, several different... Norse mythology. There's several... Valhalla's one of many places you can go when you're... Warriors go to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Other people go to other places to do the things that they want to do.
No.
Like a scientist or like an alchemist, whatever it would be in Norse mythology, would go somewhere else. Like, but she died in battle, so she's in Valhalla. I would also hate Valhalla. It's not fun.
I got that. And there is, in this movie, a lot of places that they explored, like the shadow planet that they fight off against. I thought that was a great battle.
Yeah,
where it's just like this little moon planet where they could like easily
circle. Yeah, it's literally so small.
Like in 5 minutes, they're back to where
building.
They started. Yeah. And that was a great fight, but it's all just kind of black and
shadowy,
white.
Shadowy black and white, which was very cool. I did like that a lot.
As someone put it, it went from a Jack Kirby to a Frank Miller comic really quick.
Yeah.
Which was nice. That is actually a really good comparison to, like, hey, this is a, you know, comic book style. Yeah. Here is a comic book style.
Two different
transition.
Comic books. Yeah, two comic books.
But
styles.
Gave it a really good reasoning as to why it's like color fears to tread there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay.
It was
cool.
Really good. But, yeah, I liked it.
But yeah, when that was something that I think had a lot of meanings when you rewatch it again, and I think everyone's been kind of poo-pooing on it just because their expectations are kind of all over the place.
Yeah, they set really high expectations. It's just a movie.
Just a movie.
It's just a movie.
Just sit back, enjoy, and have fun. But I think it's, we've kind of talked about it at great length here. If there's any particularly interesting things, I guess, that we wanted to...
Well, we're going to have to go through when someone does a video of all the gods, the whatever that planet was, I can't remember what it was called, and, like, pause and, like, look at every single one and, like, name them, because I would like to know all the ones I don't know. And, like, because I feel very strongly that Taika Waititi went really into the weeds to find weird gods in the background that you will never know who they are if you don't pause and look, or they're so quick. Like, I would love a couple of Irish ones, like the Dagda would be identifiable. They gotta be identifiable. So, like, either the Morgan or the Dagda would be identifiable for Irish. There's so many gods all over the world. Like, the fact that this was, like, a god kill, you got to see different gods from different planets. All the gods from Earth, there's so many. So, I'm here for it, and I would like that. Any other fun facts or things you would have out?
Well, I think one of the more interesting ones that I found, just like in Ragnarok, they had, like, this little play that was going out, and I really loved that he was doing that again, where it's, like, it's now gone to a point where there's so much story and history to what's happened here that they are now playing off of it, kind of like Rogers, the Broadway musical.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it's literally just
this is supposed to be,
what's going on.
Well, this is supposed to be, like, real life, and that's what people do. Yeah. They make stories about things. So, yeah, Rogers the musical, the play in Ragnarok, was it Dark World? I don't know, whichever one they did a play in, which Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon came back as Loki.
It was
fucking
so
great.
Funny, and also the other Hemsworth brother is...
He
Thor?
Had Sam Neill as Odin, who was playing as Odin.
So
Hela was played by Melissa McCarthy.
So good.
Again, all these great, like, little moments where you're just, like, laughing because it's so
obscure,
ridiculous
and funny.
And, you know, art imitating art type of shit. But it was that. But as you pointed out, Chris Hemsworth's brother, Luke Hemsworth, did play Thor in that little play there. But also, more importantly, if you happen to be watching, like, YouTube videos, a lot of stuff like that, you'll see a commercial for Old Spice, and he says that it's supposed to be actor Thor is like, oh yeah, I like to smell nice. That is also Luke Hemsworth. Luke Hemsworth is playing fucking Thor in a Old Spice commercial too.
And, you know, they had an
Old
Spice.
Perfect.
They had an Old Spice where
Val
was also like Old Spice and was annoyed by it. It was very funny where she was doing an Old Spice commercial seemingly against. She was like, "This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life." So what is with Old Spice and Thor right now?
I wonder if they.
They have probably paid for a lot of product placement.
Yes, exactly.
Old Spice product. That's because Old Spice commercials are weird anyway. So it's really on brand for them to have weird fucking commercials.
I mean, yeah, that one was a little bit odd and thrown in there, and then when you realize the meta of, like, there is actually Old Spice commercials that are featuring a Hemsworth brother playing as a Thor.
That's very funny.
So, yeah, it
wild.
Is, again, very odd meta type of world that we live in at this point.
Yes. I would also like to make one more comment about the God world thing, and my it's a complaint. I complained to you about it. You know about my complaint.
As always.
It is that in... you get all of the gods together, all of them, and somehow Zeus, the worst of all the gods, is still the leader. Very annoying. Very annoying that he's like, I am the leader of this god world. Bitch, you are the worst. Zeus is the worst.
Zeus is the worst. And he did a great job in this,
really
playing as Barry.
As the worst.
A horrible person.
As the worst!
But also, again, there's a lot of, like, great little lines where, you know, he tries to expose Thor, and he goes, flick! And Thor's response was, you flick too hard!
Was that in the movie? wonder was that just... I don't think it was.
I don't know, but that was a great line, and I loved that.
I think that was, like, an outtake, or, like, a delete, like, an extra thing.
That's why I want to see the outtakes of this, because there are probably so many great improv moments of this movie.
Yeah, because we watched a Taika Waititi interview where he's like, Chris Hemsworth is really good at improv.
Oh, yeah, and Christian Bale.
Not that good at improvising. You cannot let him just come up with his
own... He's a great actor. He will act the shit out of it.
He cannot come up with his own lines. But, like, Chris Hemsworth is probably really funny and can just, like, say ridiculous shit on the fly.
By the way, I bet you
there's a lot of that.
I did look up. The goats' names are Tooth Grinder and Tooth Gnasher.
Mm-hmm.
And these goats had appeared in both comics and Norse myth of Thor. Yeah. So, perfect. Anyways, that was... that one.
Fun fact. It's like Odin's got two ravens. Like, there's just, that's why Odin's ravens. It's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have names, which I do not know.
They're, I'm still trying to, like, look at any kind of major,
like,
things or,
I'm trying to think of anything else interesting.
Although I do like this one. This is the fourth time Matt Damon has played a version of Loki. After Thor Ragnarok and Dogma and Jane Silent Bob reboot.
Oh,
that is great, though.
I totally forgot he was
Matt
Loki!
Damon is essentially Loki. Right behind what's his name, who is actually Loki.
Okay. Yeah, that's really funny.
I gotta say, that's actually a really interesting fact that I just now kind of remembered.
But the thing about in Dogma is that he's not Loki Odin's son. He's Loki the god of death who smites people. Like, he's a Catholic god that's also named Loki, which I find to be highly amusing. And also, and as this is a fun fact about me in particular, is how much Dogma is my favorite Kevin Smith movie, and I loved Loki so much, and this was before I ever got into, like, Norse mythology, is that I, like, when I was, like, before I was, like, we're not having children, when I was, like, had lists of kids' names, Loki was, like, high on the list. Yeah. And that was before, way before Marvel, and before I got into, like, mythology, really. And I just love that name because I loved Matt Damon's character in Dogma.
Mm-hmm. That was very good.
Yeah, he's great in Dogma.
Mm-hmm.
We should rewatch Dogma, Troy.
Yeah, rewatch Dogma.
I love Dogma.
Speaking of which, I think we can slight pivot to one of the more interesting things that will be coming down a little bit further down the road. Mm-hmm. But we are just as much of Taika Waititi's fans as we are Kevin Smith fans.
Oh, yes.
We love all of his movies. He is a great human
Kevin
being.
Smith, who made Dogma, just in case that's not clear.
In case you didn't know.
How we got here.
And he, we pretty much just kind of always follow him, even when he does, like, live shows. We've been to a lot of live shows because he's
one of the few people we've seen several live shows
several times.
For.
Yeah.
We even went when my foot was broken and I was in a cast with crutches, and we still went, and then they both hit Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith signed my cast. The only people that signed it.
We have saved
I still
that.
Have that. Yeah. But, like, cut out that particularly.
One, very particular section, which is very important. Yeah.
Somewhere in our house.
I agree. That was definitely a magical moment and for our time with them. But if you haven't heard already, Kevin Smith, the director of Clerks, Clerks 2, and now Clerks 3, which we also had heard the plot of previously when we went to go see him previously. I think it was for when he was releasing the other movie, Jane and Silent Bob reboot, and he was already talking about doing Clerks 3. He gave us the premise of that movie
that,
as well, too.
I do remember.
And we were all just very excited. He didn't to go over any lines, but that
I'm
was really, really funny. And if you've kind of followed Kevin Smith, you kind of know a lot of his own life events and what he talks about. One
if
of
you
the
listen
major
to
ones,
Kevin Smith talk for the last 20 years where he's literally never stopped talking.
It's kind of hard to avoid this guy, if we're being honest.
All the time.
But he did have a major heart attack, and he's gotten much better, turned his life around, clearly, and he's very inspirational when it comes to
anything. So on top, before the heart attack thing, so he just makes movies he wants to make. For a long time, he just made movies he wants to make. Hi, excuse me, go lay down, ma'am. But his whole thing, even go to bed.
Lay down. Sorry.
It like Kevin Smith's whole thing is like just make the thing you want. Like Make the art you want to make in the world. And, like, if you don't like my art, that's fine. Go make something better. Like, just go make art. Like, his whole thing is just to go make art.
Yeah.
I love that about him. And where he's like, it's okay if you don't like my movies. Go make a better movie. Mm-hmm. Or go make the movie that you want to make.
Yeah.
So I love that about him. He's very, like, very heartfelt and inspirational and a wonderful human.
And I think that it's, one of the better directors that are out there that has such a passion for all the things that other people that do as well. And you know, some people do give him crap for, like, oh, you just, you know, like it. And, you know, you don't have any actual criticisms towards anything. And it's like, no, you can like things. You can be inspired by things. And I think that's what he constantly does. One of the things that I found when we saw him last, he had a Q&A, and one person asked him, like, well, you know, since you're such a prolific person, why don't you use your platform to try and speak more about politics or these certain really important issues? And I thought that is a very...
It's a poignant question, but also his response was, did you see the movie we just watched? Which was, like, exactly that. Stop.
Sorry, we're gonna do a quick pause here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, anyways. So, the, Kevin Smith, Clerks 3, movie we are definitely going to be seeing, but, doing it the same thing where we're, he's kind of taking it on tour and going to do a Q&A. But yes, back to what we were talking about is, someone talking about him using a platform to have a bigger message. And I think it's, like, one, a good question, but two, I think you need to realize people will have their own message in a certain way. And his was just, this is my commentary. It's like, I, you know, I had this up there and literally I'm making fun of this very thing. That's how I'm using my art to do that. Yeah. And it wasn't like a demeaning, like, you know, how dare you think that I don't do this? No,
we can talk about this, but also did you not see the thing? Did you not watch the movie that we all just watched together?
But it's like also realizing in my medium, I can't just pivot and suddenly just start talking about all of this without, you know, some sort of, like, kind of thought process there to really back it up. And that's not kind of how I go about things. I go about it in, like, okay, I'm going to make a joke about something that is clearly this, and that's how I'm going to go ahead and shine a light onto it. Like, you know, that's how I do. So anyways, we're really excited about that new movie because it is very much a callback to just his own life.
It's a meta. So the last movie was like a... like, this is all of the art I have made up until this moment, like, callback. And this new one is, like, because he's been around making movies for 20 years now. He has a prolific history of movies. And so this new one is, like, circling full... it's the most meta.
Yeah.
It's circling back to them making Clerks 1, like, that making it and him having a heart. It's literally just, like, his life, and it's... I love that very much.
But yeah, no, we like that. It's like, okay, cool. I would watch that instantly because of the characters that he's already built up.
Mm-hmm.
The inside jokes that you can get if you really watch all of his movies as well, too. And they're not hard watches. They're very entertaining where you've watched them multiple times.
There's a couple you can skip.
Which he also agrees on, too. It's probably not the best.
Or some that are not relevant to what's happening here, like Jersey Girl is its own separate movie and also not well-liked, but I don't mind Jersey Girl. I like Jersey Girl. Chasing Amy is probably involved directly in the plot, but also I hate Chasing Amy, but it is, like, in the universe. It's part of this.
And also the actors that he hires, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are very, very much regulars with him. You know, this Clerks, well, I think it was someone who was confused that Clerks was about Jay and Silent Bob, but it's really about
it's like, I thought those movies are about Jay. No, the Jay and Silent Bob movies are about Jay and Silent Bob. Clerks is about Dante and Randall.
Yes, and I love those characters. Randall more than anyone else, obviously, because he is a sassy asshole.
You know, I love a sassy asshole. Troy
is just,
he's more asshole and less sassy. He's, like, more on the asshole spectrum than on the sassy spectrum. but still is, he's on, still on the spectrum of sassy asshole, but more on the asshole side, less on sassy side. So, still love Randall though.
I'm excited to see how that one goes out, and I remember seeing Clerks 1 multiple times and Clerks 2 multiple times. Mm-hmm. I think if you just watch those, you'd get a lot of the jokes that he's gonna go for. Mm-hmm. But I think you'll have like a little bonus if you understand like his work history and all the people that he has worked with. Mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So. I think it's about time to kind of wrap it up here. I think we've talked enough about the things that we liked.
Was it September?
September, like 27th.
It's 27th because it's your mom's birthday. Yeah, I know. We're going to be seeing Clerks 3.
So yeah, it's going to be something we're planning on seeing and we'll probably eventually talk about as well too. Maybe we'll do like a Kevin Smith podcast.
I would do that. Kevin Smith's one of my favorites. Kevin Smith was my dad's favorite, and he just like inherited that, threw it right onto me, and I fell in love with Kevin Smith. But I think Kevin Smith made me fall in love with Kevin Smith. He's just wonderful.
All around great,
genuine, loving person. His daughter's adorable and great. He's just like been married to his wife for like 20 years, and they're just like a happy little couple. So sweet. I love them. She's also in his movies. He also puts everyone that he loves in his... Oh, there's the dog wanting to get back in. So, puts everyone he loves back in his movies. Anyway, Kevin Smith is great. Thor, Love, and Thunder, great.
Anything else? Go check him out and share this podcast with people. Mm-hmm. It's on Spotify if you're listening to it. It's really easy to share on there. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter, NightsidePI,
That's it.
I think that'll be about it.
Yay! All right, bye. Okay, bye! Bye! No, bye. All right.